Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your brain trust.
Welcome back. Third decade. We're in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. Don, and I'll tell people again how to get to your big webinar, your big-time FedEx Score webinar next week on pricing.
Yeah, it's well, I sent you the link, Jim. We'll have it on your website.
We will.
And it's just the power. If you just Googled the power of pricing, Don Fotopoulos, it will come up because
right.
Score and FedEx has it all over the internet.
All right,
and
so check it out, folks. Yeah.
Yep.
It's
1
free.
1 o'clock on March the 7th.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
all right,
free.
So check it out, folks. It's going to be powerful. And also, they're going to get an e-book too, right?
Yeah, the e-book is a transcript of the entire webinar. So if you missed anything, you can go, you know, take a look at it. Have a record.
So check it out, folks. Mm-hmm. This is great. Thank you, Don, for doing that. It's great work. You know, one of the big things that people get themselves all jammed up about on pricing. And that's what we're talking about, folks. We're trying to save your life. We're trying to save your business here. And pricing is the key.
Right.
Because you can't get gross profit if you don't get the right price. And if you don't get enough gross profit, you can't pay your bills. If you can't pay your bills, you're going to go out of business. It's as simple as that, folks. It's 1, 2, 3, by the numbers. Now, Don, they get all torqued up and they get all bound up about competition. And what I'm telling people, and this is the truth, many people make a decision to do business with you. If they're still talking to you, they've already ruled the other competitor out, and they don't even know what their price is yet. So why would you worry about
That's
the competitive price?
Well, here's the thing, Jim. You know, you got to know what competition's doing. You have to at least understand You do have to know, but you got to compare apples to apples. You know, don't just look at what the competitors are charging. Look at what they're doing for what they're charging, what they're delivering for what they're charging. And then, you know, and then you price your own value proposition accordingly. But let me give you a $1 million idea nobody ever talks about, okay? If you took 20% of your marketing budget to get new customers, you spend 20% of that money and you invested it in the customer relationships after they buy from you the first time.
Right.
And you deepen those roots and you deepen that relationship, you're not only going to have repeat purchases, which is the driver of profitability, but you're also going to get better word of mouth, which is you're going to build a free sales force. The competition, you become bulletproof with your competition.
That's exactly right.
Your competition can't touch you. So here's the thing. Everybody wants more customers, more customers. You don't want more customers. You want more loyal customers.
And more customers that will pay you a premium.
That's right. That's right.
Because
and
you're
you know what?
But only because you're worth a premium.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. A lot of people are not independently wealthy, but we don't always buy the cheapest thing.
That's
so
right.
It begs the question, why? Well, why? Because something's more convenient. Something is better quality. It's going to last longer, whatever the story is. So what is that thing that's going to be relevant? You talk about relevant in age of the customer, right? What's that thing that's so relevant that's going to make me pay that premium, not make me, but encourage me to pay that premium, and after I pay it, I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I got ripped off. I feel like I got really good value.
Well, let me tell you something else. The more successful you are at better pricing, the more time you'll have to enjoy your life. If you're a contractor, for example, like we've been talking about, if you can get 8 people to do business with you this year, then you could make the same money pricing it right as if you did 10 jobs this year.
Well, Jim,
and you get the time of those 10, those other 2 jobs back.
That's right. So I've been working through accounting professionals to teach them how to teach their business owners exactly what you just said. And we have a great case study, Hal Rosen, who's a brilliant CPA in the Utah market, has a contractor, and he did exactly that with this guy. They completely shifted the balance of how he charts. He installs granite countertops, okay? You're not installing granite countertops when you're 75 years old.
Right.
You got a fuse on this, okay?
Right.
So if you don't make money within that 15-year, you know, window, then you're really sunk for retirement. So it was really important that we got this guy on track. And so we went through the numbers with him and said, listen, you're so good at what you do. There are never any callbacks. Your general contractors love you. You're going to double your price. And he cut the number of deals he did every year in half. He made twice or three times
I got to stop because I got to stop because I want to make sure folks remember the FedEx Score profit project that Don's got. Thanks, Don. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.